after 18 months of working from home due to government-imposed restrictions. From this morning, people are once again allowed to start returning to their office or workplace. The government advice on returning to the workplace is that it should be staggered and phased. For many, it means the return of a commute to cities like Dublin, leaving some towns a little emptier during working hours. Our reporter Killian Sherlock has been talking to businesses in commuter towns about their concerns for the coming weeks.
Because Kilcock is a commuter town, there will be a lot of people around the town that maybe don't use the town. You know, they've never spent time there, they don't know what businesses are there. So all of a sudden, working from home, they got to know their town and we got to know them, which was great. We got to put names to faces. You know, you might know a customer from popping in an odd time, but all of a sudden you knew their name, you knew them quite well, and their families as well.
Shona Burke of the Rye River Cafe in Kilcock, County Kildare, says her business was impacted by restrictions on indoor dining. But she also saw a boom in takeaway coffee sales for people now working remotely in the town.
With people going back to work, that element will affect businesses around the town. So you'll definitely see less people. We have definitely noticed over the last week or two, the takeaway coffee trade has started to drop. It was a trade that had really built up over the last 18 months. It was always quite successful. But over the last couple of weeks, it has definitely dropped off. So I would say that side of things will drop off, and there's probably nothing we can do about it except adapt. I think the great thing about living in a small town like Kilcock and all of these little commuter towns is that people will support you. You know, they're amazing communities, and if they see that you're doing your best, they will do everything they can to try and support you.
And it's not just Kilcock. Businesses in towns across Dublin's commuter belt have started to think about what a return to offices in the city might mean for their customer base. Here's Aislinn Molloy of McGrail's department store in Edenderry, County Offaly.
We had to change. We closed our doors back in March. It was a horrible day pulling down the shutter. And then what could we do? Only go online. We were allowed to do a little bit of click and collect, but most actually allowed us to deliver. So myself and my mum used to deliver packages to people's doors. I know people probably will be going back to offices and that, and I know I hope that won't affect our business. I say it's kind of more of an online social media driven business now, but I know that's people working from home. So I don't know, when they go back to offices, they won't have their phone maybe at ease to check social media, so that might affect our business slightly, but I'm hoping that, you know, late night shopping, all that through our website, hopefully that will help. But, you know, hopefully Christmas will be good. Oh, that's all we can hope for.
The return of the commute is a factor that businesses of all shapes and sizes will have to consider. Ger Leach at Cartel Men's Hair said he may have to change opening hours.
Definitely the town is a bit quieter now, now that people are commuting back to Dublin. You could stay up until 8 or 9 o'clock again, and that's what it was used to be like before the pandemic happened. You were just relying heavily on weekend and evening trade, and it's kind of getting that way again compared to last year, where we were constant busy throughout maybe opening at 10 o'clock in the morning right through to 6 or 7 in the evening. It was more steady, but now you're waiting on people to return home from Dublin. We'll have to just accommodate them and just change the hours to suit. But look, it's the way it is.
Killian Farrell at Fit Squad Gym sees it as a bit of a trade. He said while he might lose some customers, he has also picked up others from people who have moved out of Dublin.
We've noticed huge changes. There's a different profile of the members, and then the behaviours of the members have changed as well. We have signed up new members, people that would have moved home from Dublin. They may never move back. They might actually commute now, so we picked up new members there. Traditionally, it was the later slots, 7:30 and 8 p.m. They have been dead over the summer months. But even in the last 2 weeks, with people starting to return to the office, we've got a huge amount of requests for bookings for 7 p.m, 7:30 and 8 p.m. So people are starting to adjust and they're getting ready for the commute. Of course, there'll be a little bit of swapping, but overall, we're not too concerned.
Another side effect of the commute is the impact on the community. Edenderry GAA has seen an increase in parents volunteering and children signing up, but Assistant Secretary Colm Cummins is worried about a potential fall off.
One of the real positives recently is we've noticed our numbers shoot up at all age groups, new players willing to give it a go. The reality is Gaelic games are difficult enough games to play, so for the new starters to stick at hurling and to stick at football, they need to be coming regularly. It is a bit of a concern of ours because we've felt that it's gone so well over the last number of months, and knowing the personnel around the club and knowing where to work, and if they do have to go back to the offices and they get stuck in commutes, just the added pressure it brings, people rushing to get home and the difficulty then in not being able to get kids to the matches on time. And I suppose a big worry for us would be if it becomes a little bit more hit and miss, the games get harder for them to engage with and the drop-off inevitably follows. So we don't want that. So we'll be working very hard and monitoring that change very closely to ensure that we can keep as many players playing for as long as possible.
And that report was by Killian Sherlock.